AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The U.S. federal government has been shut down. President Donald Trump and Congress did not reach a deal to keep programs and services running by this morning. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on how the shutdown will affect the Education Department.
Already, half the employees with the U.S. Education Department have been laid off because of Trump administration cuts. Now with the government shutdown, a department contingency plan says some 87% of the existing workforce will be furloughed. But federal financial aid will keep flowing, and student loan payments will still be due. Investigations into civil rights complaints will stop, and no new federal grants will be issued. In past shutdowns, furloughed employees were brought back once Congress approved spending. But President Donald Trump has been calling for the dismantling of the Education Department since he took office, and the administration has suggested that some federal agencies could see certain positions eliminated. Donna Warder, Washington.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports rescuers are looking for survivors in collapsed houses and other damaged buildings in the central part of Philippines. That's a day after an earthquake killed at least 69 people.
The death toll from the magnitude 6.9 earthquake is expected to rise. It had hit at about 10 p.m. on Tuesday and trapped an unspecified number of residents in the hard-hit city of Bogo and outlying rural towns in Cebu province. Deputy Administrator Bernardo Rafaelito Alexandrov says, "We're still in the golden hour of our search and rescue. There are many reports of people who were pinned or hit by debris." The Philippine government is considering whether to seek help from foreign governments based on an ongoing rapid damage assessment, Alexandro said. The US, Japan, Australia, and the EU have expressed condolences. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The Taliban government has rejected reports of a nationwide internet ban in Afghanistan, saying old fiber optic cables are worn out and are being replaced. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the latest on forecasts for two back-to-back hurricanes.
The outer bands of Hurricane Humberto lashed Bermuda as it approached the tiny British territory, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following closely behind. A hurricane warning was in effect for the island located in the North Atlantic, as forecasters warned of dangerous seas, strong winds, and heavy rain. Humberto was expected to pass well west and north of Bermuda by Wednesday morning. Humberto was a Category 4 storm on Monday, but is quickly losing strength and is forecast to dissipate by Wednesday. Imelda is expected to pass near or over the island on Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.